You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Hi. Welcome to ENN. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
My maligned mind.
And I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
If Carlin's got a problem with me, then he's got other problems besides me.
And I'd like to say good evening to Michael again.
It beautifully cascades down my hairy back.
And lastly to myself.
Hey, man. Smoke weed?
It's an interesting clip, to say the least. All right, guys, welcome to ENN. Lot to get to today. I'll start off really important information. We put up a poll earlier on the show asking the audience how they felt about Michael's, well, interesting shirt choice. And of the 2,700 people who voted, 75% went with hate it as opposed to 25% who like it.
Can't account for taste, can you?
No, you
apparently
can't.
Not. Don, do you feel any sort of...
I'm going to bring out a beautiful shirt tomorrow that's going to be somewhat similar to this.
I think the 25% that voted they liked it need to make an appointment with an eye doctor immediately.
Or a therapist. Or both. Let's hear from Garrett Cole. He was asked yesterday...
I thought he was asked about the shirt.
He was asked how much
Nelson
he hates the shirt.
Chimed in. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I did see it. I wrote back hurt.
What
Jeff Nelson,
Nelson
wrote, four-time world champion with the Yankees, are you in jail?
Wow. Troubling. Garrett Cole was asked why he hesitated a day earlier when he was asked about ever using spider tack.
I hesitated yesterday on the specificity of the question because I just don't think this is the forum to discuss those kinds of things. Like I mentioned in answer to Lindsay's question that there's appropriate time for players to discuss those things, and I'll keep it to that forum.
Not a great response.
Now, Jameson Taillon, who's going to start on Saturday against the Phillies, you know, whenever you start the next game, you do a Zoom, and he did one today. He just got off with the media, and he said, I tried it once, he said, during my rehab, and it made me feel weird. He said, so I never used it again. He said, but I will tell you this, spider tack does not make Garrett Cole. Garrett Cole doesn't need anything to be Garrett Cole. So his teammates defending him, and if he didn't use spider tack yesterday, he looked pretty good.
He was also asked if he got any extra satisfaction striking out Donaldson.
You know, he's a former MVP, big cog in the lineup, two-hole, important spot for us to, you know, really try to attack and, you know, keep neutralized if we want to keep runs off the board. So, you know, just the satisfaction of executing those pitches in that spot, put our team in a better position to win, was enough.
That's not being forthright. He loved it.
That's not what the question meant. It's not in the spirit of the question.
I will say, though, Rucco and Paul were analyzing.
It was Dave.
Who was it?
Dave.
I'm sorry, it was Cone. I apologize. I knew that. I knew that I'm in Jamaica. It's a different time zone. A lot going on.
And you stole.
Coney and Rucco were discussing the pitch, and Cone was saying that he thought, you know, Cole looked at him in a way. I didn't see it.
I did. He never, ever stares like that. He stared twice. Strikeouts, he stared.
It was a stare?
Oh, I mean, it wasn't something prolonged like what Chapman does at the end of a game, but he stared in. Now, somebody on Twitter said it would have been a great idea. They got him out three times. He should have sent the three. He should have gotten each ball that he got him out with, kept them in the Yankee dugout, sent it over to the Minnesota Twins clubhouse, and said, "Here's three balls without spider tack. These got you." But again, Michael K would have done that.
Wow.
Wow.
Can you put up? Can you put up a tweet that says the Yankees Michael K suggests that Garrett Cole send a present, a spiteful present to?
You know what it is, Peter? I'm going to tell you what it is. People don't tell the truth. I spit truth. Sometimes people don't like to hear what's really going on in people's minds. Other people edit themselves. I don't. My maligned mind. People are afraid of the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Right. You drop truth bombs.
I do.
Don, you know what I watched last night? I need to kill a little bit of time. I was trying to relax. Settle down. I threw on Casino.
Oh.
Scorching hot take for you here, Don.
Mm-hmm.
Ace Rothstein should have never gotten in that relationship with Sharon Stone. Terrible idea.
Yeah, that was not good.
Ill-advised. And then another scorching hot take. Nikki then shouldn't have also then hooked up with his best friend's wife. How you like that? More truth bombs for you, Don. Hold those.
And
I'll tell you what.
People I've got you're really that... friendly with because they might beat you with a baseball bat later on in the movie.
I spit truth. I've got something that is a good recommendation for both of you on HBO Max, a little show called
Let me guess.
Hacks.
Let me guess. Hacks.
Hacks. Really
Everyone is talking about Hacks. It's so weird. Yesterday was the day it hit like critical mass.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. We gave it a shot. You know, we were looking for something to watch. And it's outstanding. And today it was picked up by HBO for a second season.
So weird. How many episodes is it? Is it all out?
Yeah, it's all out. I think it's 11 episodes. We've done four of them.
When did it drop? Last Friday?
No. It dropped a while ago. I'm surprised that it's hitting critical mass now. It dropped maybe a month and a half ago, a month ago.
Yesterday, my cousin Jeremy, who tweets a lot and has a lot of Twitter followers, and his opinions on film and stuff, he doesn't throw them out loosely. He was like, "If you're not watching this show, what are you watching?" Then Mina Kimes, 5 minutes later, tweeted the same thing. Now today, you're telling me something's going on. I'm going to watch
really
it this weekend.
Good.
It's going to be my nighttime viewing.
Yeah.
Let's hear from Aaron Judge, who believes 95% of pitchers could be using sticky stuff.
You know, I feel like 95% of the guys I face in the league are something's going on. You know, it's kind of one of those rules that I feel like hasn't really been enforced or defined or, you know, whatever you want to say about it. But when it comes to it, you know, we all got a job to do. You know, Cole's got his job to do on the mound. And me as a hitter, I got to step in the box. And, you know, no matter what's going on, no matter what people are using, I got to go in there and do my job.
I got to tell you, the Zoom stuff is effective, but when it has sound quality like that, somebody's not doing their job. Shouldn't sound like that, like he's in a hallway. By the way, Boone has said that Stanton will not play against the Phillies this weekend. Probably means he's not in a starting lineup. I'm sure he'll use him as a pinch hitter.
No, he's just not ready to play the field, he said.
Okay.
That's pretty strong for lineup.
Pretty strong for Judge to say that.
Yeah, that wasn't nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, but think about how far Pete Alonso went. These people, even big names, seem very ready to talk about this subject. Well, we got to congratulate the New York Islanders. Huge win last night at the Coliseum. 6-2 over the Bruins. Knock out the Bruins in six games. They fell behind 2-1. 1-3 straight. And now they continue on to take on Tampa. Don, how good of a chance is there that we will see a Stanley Cup on the island?
Well, good chance, because I don't think this Tampa team is as good as they were last year. I think this Islanders team is better. And last year they pushed them to six games, and that's why I brought it up with Barry when we had him on. The Lightning had like a week off before the conference final last year. They got to fly to Edmonton early, get ready. Because remember, it was Toronto and Edmonton were the two hubs last year. And the Islanders had to go 7 with Philly. And literally on their day off, flew to Edmonton, played the next day against Tampa, lost like 8-1, and then lost a tough 2-1 game in game two. And they ended up winning two games and forcing a game six, which they lost in overtime. So despite everything they were up against, they played the Stanley Cup champions well, and I think they can win this series. I do. I think it's going to be an excellent series and a fun one, and we'll see then who you play from there, because Colorado-Vegas is going to play Montreal, and I would think they'll win against Montreal, and that could set things up for where you're either playing Colorado or Vegas for the Cup. So
now, Don, you'd say that Islander fans are probably Met fans, right?
Well, because of the Long Island thing, yeah. Sure.
So why do they chant, the Yes Network? Why do they do that?
Well, it has nothing to do with the Yes Network.
What does it have
something that they do.
It's originally, it's a wrestling thing. It's Daniel Bryan's catchphrase is yes.
Okay.
He takes his two fingers and puts them to the side of his head and lifts them straight up in the air and goes, yes, yes, yes. And it became his thing.
But what's
and
then the two it just, fingers on the side of the head? I can't picture what that means.
Yes! Yes!
What? Like yes! You point your yes! hands up in the air. Index finger up, pointing in the air.
Just one.
Both.
But
so like a Y he's making?
No. This is like a Borat sketch. It's each index finger. You only have one on each hand.
Right.
Each hand with your index finger up in the air.
Like a Y. Your arms are up like a Y.
Oh, your arms end up like a Y, then yes, come down quickly.
Okay.
Correct.
But the NBC, Channel 4 in New York, took that game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
I wonder what it did.
That's cool.
People are really gravitating towards this team because it's been such a long time. Last year was the first time they had gotten out of the second round since 93, and none of the fans could go. And now fans could go, and it's the last year of the Coliseum. And people are starting to really get into this.
And in that vein.
Can I just do one quick plug?
Sure.
Chris Carlin at 7:30. Former Met manager Terry Collins will be on with him.
Okay.
So another reason to stay tuned. Terry's there good.
I like Terry.
Yeah, he'll have a lot to say on all this stuff, I'm sure.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Now, one other fun thing that's been happening at the Coliseum was during the national anthem at game four, the anthem singer Nicole Revive had a mic problem. And when she had her mic problem, the Coliseum crowd jumped in, sung along with her, and it became a bit of a thing. And after a year of her singing to an empty building, things are obviously different now. Let's hear what things sounded like for the national anthem at game six last night.
Oh, sir, can you see? So proud that we hailed.
Pretty cool stuff from the Coliseum.
I love when they do it in Canada. Great job out of her laying out, because it just doesn't have the same effect if you sing over it. And that's what I would do from now on. I'd make it a thing every home game. She gets them started, lays out, and let the crowd. How cool does that sound?
That really was awesome. I just got chills listening to that.
I remember, because it happens in Canada all the time. And remember where was that shooting at Parliament a few years ago up in Ottawa? So they had a moment of silence in Montreal. They actually took the anthem from because all the Canadian Eastern teams were playing. Toronto, Ottawa, and Montreal were all playing the same time for Hockey Night in Canada. So they simulcast all the anthems together and just had the crowd singing it. I almost couldn't talk after the anthem. Like, that's how emotional it was. And with everything that's been going on, finally getting buildings close to being full, the moments like that, I hope that continues for every home game as long as the playoffs continue to go on. In every building, they should do it. Now, I know it's cool to sing the anthem, but it's much cooler to sing the first verse. That Vegas is packed tonight. Every seat's filled in Vegas tonight. Do that. Every building the rest of the way. It would be awesome.
Well, guys, Mike Conley out for the Jazz against the Clippers in Game 2 due to a mild strain of his right hamstring. This is two games in a row. Missed Game 1 as well. He suffered it during the first half of Utah's series-ending win against the Grizzlies last Wednesday. Apparently, no one's interested in Kristaps Porzingis, guys.
What do you mean?
Well, he's supposedly on his way out in Dallas, but he still has at least 2 years left on the contract with an option for a third season. He's owed more than $31 million in 21-22 and $33 in 22-23, and his player option goes up to $36 in 23-24. It's unclear if the Mavs are shopping him, but according to Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer, there may not be any takers. According to him, quote, "The trouble here is that the Dallas Mavericks are facing a challenge to make massive changes to the roster. Porzingis has 2 seasons left, plus a player option for a third year in his contract, and teams don't want him if they try to trade him." Mark Cuban denied previous reports that the Mavs shot Porzingis. It's a lot of money for a dude that is on a great team. What is he, your fourth player?
I'll tell you what, if they're trading him, that means that Luka doesn't want him.
Oh, because Luka makes all the calls at this point, you're saying?
Well, I mean, they want to make Luka happy. They haven't signed him to a big extension yet. So if he wanted Porzingis there, he'd want Porzingis there, and that would be it. So they don't think the combination of Luka, Porzingis, and Tim Hardaway Jr. is enough to win a championship.
Well, they had the shot. Remember when they had the Clippers on the ropes, right?
Yep.
You guys remember when Matt Harvey came back to Citi Field on May 12th?
Who couldn't remember that?
The standing ovations for the former Met. Beautiful moment. Mm-hmm. At the time, he had a 3.6 ERA, and things were feeling good. He wasn't good that night, but up till that point, it had been good. Since then, not good. Demolished by the Mets. 14-1, the Orioles lose. He said, "It's frustrating, the amount of work I'm putting in between starts, especially with the start tonight. I felt good. I had good stuff. Like I said, I missed spots." He's just starting to struggle again.
He'll never be what he was. It's sad.
I so want the story to at least end with him settling into being a decent pitcher. And it seemed like for a month that was the case, but not so much anymore. Michael, have you heard the news about the college football playoff?
I've heard rumors.
Oh, yeah.
They're supposedly considering a 12-team format for the playoffs.
No shot.
They also want to add games in Germany.
Sure.
Australia. Namibia. And one on the moon. This is exciting stuff. We all know how much people love college football. By the way, ESPN has also announced that for the college football championship next year, you'll be able to watch the game on every single cable channel.
Yes.
This has never been done before. Yep. Hallmark, A&E, USA, MTZ, The Ocho.
ESPN. But really,
sure.
Oh, the 12-team. You are going to get analysis that you'd never heard before on the C-SPAN version.
Oh.
And you know that after the 12 teams are, you know, that's agreed upon, then there's going to be an argument. The 13th team should have made it, and then they're going to want to expand to 14.
Yeah, there's going to be 68 before it's all over.
Hold on, but guys, let me work on the math here.
Yeah.
12, 6, 3. Does this work as
a
format?
No, it doesn't work.
So they're going to
the first two will probably get a bye.
First two get byes, and then the 10 will play.
Mm.
Last thing, Bruce Arians has told the Bucks, his team, if you want normalcy, get vaccinated. He said he doesn't feel the need to bring in a specialist. I love this quote. I'm the specialist, he said. If you want to get back to normal, get vaccinated.
Good thing he doesn't that'll have Sam Darnold on his team, right?
Yeah, that'll do it for ENN on this Thursday evening from Jamaica.
Beautiful stuff. Let me give away one more book. I'm in such a great mood. The first call is 888-987-3776, and you get the Center Stage book,
all right,
which comes out Tuesday, June 15th, for all, you know, the general public. But because you listen to the show, you're going to get this book if you're the first caller at that number.
And Peter missed a part of that story in Tampa. There's the Pfizer, there's the J&J, there's the Moderna, and there's the TB12 vaccine.
Oh,
I've heard of that one. I know that one.
I wonder if Tom would take the vaccine.
The TB12, yeah.
Yeah.
My guess is no.
All right, so Chris Carlin comes up next. Yes. Terry Collins at 7:30. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again.
Jamaica,
see everybody. Have a great night.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.